This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. One of the most beautiful and admired faces the world has ever known is coming to Hollywood, more or less. The face is that of a young Egyptian king, Tutankhamun, King Tut, who died almost 3,500 years ago. The discovery of his tomb, that was back in 1922, was one of the great archaeological finds of all time. It was filled with treasures, including a life-size golden mask of the young man's head. Artifacts from that tomb were on display in this country a little over a quarter of a century ago, and that was one of the great exhibitions of all time. They've been in Egypt since then, but starting next summer they will be at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. Earlier, Day to Day's Alex Chadwick spoke with the man responsible for bringing King Tut back to America.
Archaeologist Zahi Hawass is Secretary General of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities. He's the director of the Giza and Saqqara pyramids. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Dr.
Yes,
Hawass?
Yes, correct.
Welcome to Day to Day. Tell me, why now? Why are you sending these great artifacts back now?
You know, when the King Tut left the United States 26 years ago, it went to Germany. And therefore, one of the statues of a goddess called Silket, there was a snake on that head of the goddess. That snake broken in that time in 1981. The Egyptian parliament decided not to send King Tut at all outside of Egypt. And therefore, any museum who comes by to ask for King Tut, we never really accepted that. But since I became the head of antiquities, I found out I'm doing lots of important projects for the conservation of the Egyptian monuments.
Yes.
We are building more new museums in a beautiful display. We are building the largest museum in the world. It will be by the pyramids. It will cost $500 million. We are doing lots of conservation projects for the protection of the monuments. We need money. Then we thought that King Tut will do the sacrifice. His fame can be used to restore the Egyptian monuments. And therefore, when Basel Museum asked it to take this exhibit, it was an opportunity that we had to go to the parliament and talk to the parliament to take a permission for King Tut to come back again.
Is the Basel Museum?
The Basel Museum in Switzerland.
Yes. Tell me, what will people see when they go to this exhibition? Because since that tour 26 years ago, I've read that you have found new artifacts that actually go with King Tut. They've been found in other places, more research. So it's going to be a different exhibit than it was?
Yes. The artifacts are coming completely different from what you saw here. We are sending 131 artifacts and about 80 will tell us about his relatives, like one of his grandfathers, the tomb of Tuya and Yuya, that was found also intact in the Valley of the Kings in 1903. Big, large sarcophagus covered with gold and the mask of Tuya. From King Tut, the 50 artifacts, I will tell you that he ruled Egypt as a young man on the age of 8 more than 3,000 years ago. He was a pharaoh. He was a warrior. He was a high priest. He was an important figure of the nation. And maybe I can say the golden boy is really capture our hearts. And therefore, I believe that the people in the United States will see a great exhibit that will teach all of us about the daily life, religion, discoveries, gold, magic. This will come back, all of it.
You know, here you are opening this tour in the city of gold and magic in many ways, in a city of entertainment and movies that has reimagined King Tut and mummies in movies and entertainment. And I just wonder about that confluence.
You know, when I was here in August, I was in a visit to L.A. L.A. is a town near to my heart. And I always come to teach here in summer at UCLA. And I met Nancy Thomas at the LACMA, the LA County Museum. I said, Nancy, we need this exhibit to be opened in Los Angeles.
She's the curator of the Egyptian
department at the museum.
Yes.
And I said that because I feel that Los Angeles, to me, it's a city of magic. It's true. I feel when I come by here. And therefore, when King Tut will be shown here, magic will mix with magic.
Sahi Hawass is Director of Antiquities for Egypt. He is bringing King Tut to Los Angeles next summer. Sahi Hawass, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex, very much.
That interview by our colleague, Alex Chadwick.